What did you do in your home when you were raising your kids to teach them the importance of giving tithes and offerings? Well, I'm still raising a kid, so we can talk about the present as well as the past. We began to give to our children allowances. How early? I can't remember how early. Very early. 3, 4, maybe. As soon as they knew what money was, and as soon as they could have an envelope and so on, we gave them allowances, $1, $2, $3 a week. And the point was simply to begin to teach how to use money, what is money. And we divided 3 envelopes. One, long-term use. 2, short-term use. And 3, God or church. And the long-term use was to teach them that you need to plan for college and car and things like that. And the short-term is there's some gum you'd like to buy or candy or a shirt, and you need to save up for that. And when you get enough money, it's yours. You can, you know, if it's not sin, buy what you want. And the third was off the top comes at least 10%. More if you want. And interesting, our kids were pretty lavish toward the church because they didn't think too many, all their needs were met, you know, by us. So they just, they were real generous givers. So that was the way we did. We gave them allowance. And as they get older, of course, you begin to figure out that allowance and whether they're going to buy their own clothes, and then you give them a lot of allowance, or you're going to buy their clothes and the allowance is still sort of symbolic or not. Then you may start paying them for things, you know, you cut the grass, get $5 or whatever. So that would be the main thing. Intentionally teach the children the bigger picture about money. This is God's money. God should get the first fruits from it, and then the rest, spend it for His glory. All of it's God's. All of it's God's. And these expenditures here should please Him and be for His glory.